A Colorado judge has struck down the state's school voucher program as unconstitutional. The injunction bars implementation of the law, the first since the U.S. Supreme Court said last year that voucher programs were unacceptable. Nancy Greenlease reports.
Denver District Court Judge Joseph Meyer wrote that the program's goals are laudable, but implementation would strip the local school boards of their rights. The Colorado Constitution states that local school boards oversee public school instruction in their district. The Colorado PTA challenged the statute with legal help from the Colorado Education Association. CEA spokeswoman Jeannie Beyer applauded the ruling.
We were ecstatic because it reflects an opinion we've had a long time that our statewide system of public education is founded on the principle of local control, and the court's decision affirmed that.
Colorado's program would have provided tax-funded vouchers to low-income students with academic problems, enabling them to attend private or religious schools. The law mandated the participation of 11 school districts that failed to meet academic standards. The state's budget office estimates that the program would have drained $90 million a year from these school districts. The state and other supporters praise vouchers for providing poor children with more educational options and forcing improvements in the public education system. The Attorney General's office, which defended the statute, refused to comment on yesterday's ruling, but didn't concede defeat. A statement said it's likely this ruling is but the first step in a long judicial process. Governor Bill Owens pledged to appeal. The judge's decision has put many parents' plans on hold. Many were starting to fill out application forms in the hopes of getting their children accepted to voucher-approved private schools. Both supporters and opponents of the law agree there is little chance this will be resolved before the next school year. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Greenlease in Denver.